Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hemingway's summertime readings. I'm honored that you came here tonight. We have some wonderful people reading. Can I have that orange sheet, please? And we're going to have a lot of fun. Poetry is supposed to be fun, and it is also serious. And it is, to me, very sacred. And many of my performances, I start this out, and when I say performances, I've had 110 people on stage. I had the Pittsburgh Symphony. I have had ballerinas. We've done many things together. But it must be, you want to do it. You've got to have fun while you're doing it and make the mistakes along the way. That is okay. And you have to dream. And this is one of the songs. I'm just going to spare you maybe 20 seconds. Listen to the words. It's from the Black Eyed Peas. That's gonna be a good night. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how every night of your life should be. Now, what I talked to Joan about is I'm going to read a very short poem at the end, and all the people who are going to read before me are scheduled tonight. And I'm going to read with the sign-up readers because I am going to do a poem called, from Black Granite, called The Wall. This poem was written, I went down to Washington, D.C. to see my friend Billy Wagner, who was killed. The wall was too powerful for me. I was devastated, and I was just going to go fishing in West Virginia. I drove to Tampa Bay, Florida, and I composed the poem while I wrote. I just kept writing and writing. I drove all night. And then I put the poem away, and a year later, a friend of mine found it and sent it to the Pennsylvania Review. From there, it was published. From that happening, a man named Dr. Tiberio, who taught at Juilliard, got my poem, and he wrote a complete symphony to Vietnam. We had the Pittsburgh Symphony, 47 players. We had horn section, string section. We had the orchestra there, harps. He played a symphony for me with Requiem, with everything. I have some music we will play after everything is done here. And then from there, I had this huge piece of granite. It weighed about 500 pounds. And Peter Calabois cut the granite for me. He cut it. And now I have this huge piece of granite. I did not know what to do with it. I said, oh, gee, I got this granite with, it had 401 too many. Actually, it was 418 men killed in Vietnam. And not 412, 418. And it's down at the old county jail. We found a home for it. We put it in, now I still didn't know what to do. I had to put it somewhere. So I was doodling and I drew the memorial. It is a triangle 13 feet high. And this particular piece of work represents the 13 original colonies. It is black and gold. And now I didn't know what to do with the names of the boys that were killed. So what I did was I was going to put them around the triangle, but you could not read the boy's name up there. So what I did was I got 13 foot of granite, and I put the names on two plates, okay? And the two plates lay down. So when you see the names, you must, and it's on a slant, you must bow your head, and you read left to right, and you, in reverence and in shame. 418 men killed. The six that aren't here were in California, Ohio. That's where they enlisted. We are second only to Orange County. It was divided by 10 bolts. 10 bolts, five on this side, five on this side. 12 bolts down the center. The bolts that support this was designed by Astorino Architect, because we had to get the specifications so it would maintain wind shear. The 12 bolts represents the 12 months that we were in Vietnam. The 10 bolts represent the division of the country. Now, the final part of this story, I will tell you, then we will come up and introduce the poets. We'll do this afterwards. I did it for Billy Wagner. We had about 1,800 people in this park, in this where the jail was. A woman came up and grabbed my shoulder. She was about 80 years old. And she said to me, "I am Mrs. Wagner." Now, one too many. Don't you understand? I don't care what anybody reads tonight. I hope it's all good. But on my position, I am totally against all wars. Enough said on that. Now, tonight, Parsion Rock, Kathleen, say your last name, Kathleen. Shawazak. Sheila Jones, and poet laureate for many years, Samuel Hazel, my friend. So you will introduce. Okay.